Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. I'm Sony Kasem, Director of Multimedia and Content Strategy with Becker's Healthcare. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Aurora Young, a principal at ECG Management Consultants. Aurora has more than 20 years of healthcare consulting experience and is a nationally recognized expert in provider total compensation. Prior to joining ECG, Aurora was a managing director as well as the physician and advanced practice provider compensation service line leader at Arthur J. Gallagher & Co., formerly known as Integrated Healthcare Strategies. In today's episode, we'll be chatting all about the Medicare physician fee schedule, what CMS is planning for next year, and how organizations can stay prepared. Aurora, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, I'm excited to dig in. I'm going to start off with a pretty big question here. Why were the 2021 changes to the Medicare physician fee schedule so impactful to physician reimbursement and compensation compared to all the other years?
Every year, CMS makes minor adjustments to the Medicare physician fee schedule, but it was on December 1st in 2021 that CMS announced one of the most significant final rules in years, adopting key updates that are intended to reflect what was a broader administration-wide strategy to create a healthcare system that results in better accessibility, quality, affordability, empowerment, and innovation. Some of the key updates that we'll talk about included telehealth and virtual visits that are here to stay, at least for now. The final rule extended many of the virtual visit types that have grown in prominence due to the pandemic. The addition of codes allows for telehealth to have more reimbursable uses and means organizations can improve patient access. Additionally, the growing utilization of non-physician practitioners continues to be emphasized as a priority. The 2021 Medicare physician fee schedule increased the applicable scope of service for certain non-physician practitioners. On top of that, the policy finalized under the May 2020 COVID-19 interim final rule, CMS made permanent the rule that will allow nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, physician assistants, and certified nurse midwives to supervise the performance of diagnostic tests in addition to physicians. Further, the allowance of direct supervision to be provided using real-time interactive audio and video technology will afford these practitioners greater autonomy. The work review increase for E&M codes, particularly existing patient office visits, will further enhance non-physician practitioner value and contributions. Consequently, organizations will need to continue their focus and consideration in the effective deployment of care teams to optimize the use of these advanced practice providers. But one of the most significant things we're talking about in 2021 is the Medicare shift of the professional fee reimbursement away from procedural specialties and toward cognitive specialties and primary care. The initiation of the updated outpatient evaluation and management work RVU values for the CPT codes 99202 through 205 and 99211 through 215. The resulting inflation of work RVUs for primary care and cognitive specialties will have an impact on future benchmarks and has had and will continue to have significant impact on compensation planning. For example, modest increases in the 99203 through 205 codes, but most notable, the increases in the 99212 to 215 values in the range of 28 to 46%, depending on the code, subsequently resulting in significant projected increase in work RVUs for specialties that are high utilizers of these outpatient E&M codes. For example, internal medicine physicians were projected to see an over 20% increase in annual work RVUs for the same distribution and utilization of CPT codes. CMS also adopted at the same time the complexity add-on code G2211 for E&M services. And with all of these updates, CMS adopted a budget adjustment to the Medicare conversion factor, citing a statutory mandate for budget neutrality resulting from changes in the work RVUs. What happened subsequently to that, under the Consolidated Appropriations Act in late December, CMS both delayed the implementation of the inherent complexity add-on code until 2024 and provided for a blanket 3.75% increase to all conversion factor payments that were originally going to be decreased by the 10.2%. So initially, as I mentioned, the 10.2% decrease to the conversion factor would have resulted in updated conversion factor of $32.41, down from the $36.09 from 2020. So under the Consolidated Appropriations Act, the Medicare conversion factor was then recalculated to mirror these changes and is currently $34.89 for 2021. Definitely up from the planned increase for 2021, but still much lower than the $36.09 under the 2020 physician fee schedule.
And so what are the longer term impacts of this?
The increase in value for E&M codes and the decrease in the reimbursement value will result in significant shifting of dollars across the specialty spectrum away from providers who spend their time in the hospital. This revenue shift will continue to impact our industry in several ways, including the industry's ability to rely on productivity and revenue benchmarks that will be hampered for 2 to 3 years, maybe longer, also in part due to the impact of COVID-19 that we've already seen in the 2021 published benchmarks. Provider compensation will likely shift over the next 2 to 3 years in response to the specialty-specific revenue changes that have been illustrated above to some degree, but this will vary based on market. This shift is a clear next step along the path to an industry landscape dominated by value-based payment. Another thing I want to note is that with these changes, the 2021 Medicare physician fee schedule will continue to precipitate operational changes. The elimination of the history and exam criteria for coding E&M visits and the emphasis on medical decision-making or time is a departure from prior requirements. Organizations will continue to educate staff and providers about the new documentation requirements and the process of substantiating E&M codes. Further, organizations will need to ensure that billing and coding of the add-on codes, once implemented, is completed. As telehealth continues to grow in importance, organizations will continue to expand telehealth capacity to capitalize on the list of covered services. Organizations may need to continue to develop infrastructure and clinical spaces to provide these expanded telehealth services and review regulations in order to continue to meet compliance requirements. The operational changes have also extended to provider compensation. Medical groups paying providers on the 2020 fee schedule are developing shadow models and other parallel administration capabilities to understand and report on how the 2021 fee schedule will impact provider compensation. Revised workflows are needed to maintain productivity reports from the two different fee schedules. And then lastly, overall medical groups have been challenged by the updates. The 2021 Medicare physician fee schedule update represented a significant challenge to medical groups on multiple levels. The work review changes have required groups to educate providers and staff about the update to ensure patient visits and revenue are optimized. The impact to provider compensation plans will be far-reaching to the relationship between work reviews and compensation that's so prevalent in the market today. And with organizations continuing to process and stabilize the funds flow and eventually adopt the new fee schedule, there will be an aggregate revenue impact. This will vary by medical group and in some cases will result in declines in overall revenue. Early analysis with some clients indicated potential for a modest 5% increase in Medicare revenue. However, other groups we have talked with are projecting to have flat or even a slight decrease in their Medicare reimbursement. The impact varies based on medical group and overall its makeup of specialty services, how commercial payers are responding, and CMS's continued changes.
Thank you so much for diving in deep on that. That's a whole lot of changes, Aurora. It's from telehealth and virtual visit, from, you know, professional fee reimbursements. So how did healthcare organizations respond over the past year?
Over the past year, ECG has been working with, about 4 dozen organizations to assess the impact of the 2021 fee schedule update on the work review totals, revenue, and the projected impact to provider compensation models. While we have had only a minority of organizations implement the 2021 fee schedule at the start of the year for use in their compensation calculations, most organizations decided to delay the implementation of the updated fee schedule for the purpose of calculating provider compensation, either until mid-year 2021 or even beginning in 2022. And even some of those organizations have recently decided to further delay implementation until 2023. The organizations that have delayed did so out of the need for time to really evaluate the impact to their providers' work reviews and the resulting compensation, to better understand the reimbursement impact across their payers, and frankly, buy time to plan for the implementation and communication that comes with such a significant change to their provider cohorts, especially in light of everything else that they are dealing with as a result of COVID-19. We continue to work with or have checked back with many of those groups to gather the input on key developments and have generally found that ECG's preliminary analysis indicated that the group average impact was a 10% increase in work RVUs across all specialties, although the projected work RVU impact for a given group was expected to vary significantly based on specialty mix. Thus far, groups have indicated that our projections have been within about 1% of expected values, which means the accuracy of these projections has allowed groups within budget for 2021 for their provider compensation. The Medicare revenue impact has similarly been accurate within about 1%. The group average was a positive increase in 2021 Medicare revenue by about 7.5%. Groups should, however, understand that this increase is going to be temporary in nature because the CARES Act funding will be gone by 2022, and these medical groups should not be accounting for the higher funding when conducting compensation planning for the subsequent years. Finally, there was some concern among administrators and physicians that the new coding regulations would result in deflating the E&M code mix to a lower average level of acuity. None of the groups responding thus far have experienced a substantive decrease in the average acuity or material shifts in their E&M utilization across codes. Further, among the few groups that did report any significant change, we found that the average acuity coded by their physicians actually increased. For example, more 99214 and 215 level visits than what we saw previously, instead of the expected decrease. While we continue to assess the impact and will be looking closely at the more recent data to continue to inform these findings, the 2021 fee schedule update has resulted in expected implications when both work RVU and revenue impact are considered, making benchmark adjustments and continued planning for 2022 physician compensation easier and more certain so far. What remains unclear is the longer-term impact that market demand will have on physician compensation, particularly for primary care and certain cognitive specialties. These specialties may experience additional inflation of compensation beyond typical year-over-year trends, although the impact of COVID-19 will definitely help muddy the waters a bit.
So what is CMS planning for 2022?
So CMS actually just released the final rule for the annual Medicare physician fee schedule on November 2nd, which will go into effect on January 1. This final rule includes several notable changes, including the extension of telehealth coverage through 2023. So when I said earlier that telehealth is here to stay, for now, we at least have some additional coverage. And then revision of the telehealth services under the Consolidated Appropriations Act, allowing use of audio-only communications technology when furnishing mental health services in certain circumstances, and generally allowing additional time for CMS to evaluate whether the services should be permanently added to the Medicare telehealth services list. Clarification and refinement of the E&M visit codes, including critical care and services furnished by teaching physicians, as well as split or shared E&M visits to better reflect the current practice of medicine, the evolving role of non-physician practitioners as members of the medical team, and to clarify conditions of payment that must be met to bill Medicare for these split or shared services. It allows for Medicare direct payment to physician assistants for professional services that they furnish under Part B, noting that Medicare currently only makes payments to the employer independent contractor of a physician assistant. And then the finalized payment considerations for vaccine administration services in 2022 and beyond. But the greatest impact of the 2022 Medicare physician fee schedule and provider reimbursement is that CMS has finalized the reduction of the conversion factor to $33.59, down from the $34.89 in 2021, and significantly down from the $36.09 that was utilized in 2020 prior to the significant outpatient E&M changes that were adopted in 2021. As noted previously, the 2021 fee schedule included that temporary 3.75% increase to the conversion factor, which mitigated some of the decrease and overall changes finalized in the 2021 schedule. The conversion factor increase was always intended to lessen the projected decrease in reimbursement for many providers and specialties related to COVID-19 impact. As we noted earlier, the effect of the E&M change in the 21 fee schedule increased work RVUs for certain primary care and cognitive specialties while keeping procedural and hospital-based providers largely flat. Based on the 2022 physicians fee schedule, procedural and hospital-based providers will see larger declines in Medicare reimbursement, and primary care and cognitive specialties will see increases, but less significant. Generally speaking, the conversion factor is updated to reflect CMS's statutory update of 0%. And the adjustment necessary to account for the changes in the relative value units and expenditures that would result from the finalized policies over the last couple of years.
So health systems are really going through some turbulent times, not just with what's going on with the pandemic, but also with understanding and dealing with all the changes from last year and then all the changes that are to come. So what should health organizations be thinking about for their ongoing provider compensation planning?
Yeah, so the strategy for transitioning to the updated fee schedule in 2022 will really depend on the compensation models your organization is using. There are some ways ECG recommends organizations prepare. For one, continue to evaluate current compensation methodologies for employed and integrated providers to assess the impact related to the reimbursement change, as well as the provider compensation impact, depending where you are in the implementation of the updated fee schedule in your compensation plans. Assess the impact on professional services agreements and other arrangements that are funded and or distributed on a compensation per work RVU factor. Consider methodological adjustments to ensure financial sustainability at the organization level and mitigate volatility at the individual provider compensation level. Because these changes might also impact FMV determination of certain arrangements, it's imperative that organizations review and audit their provider arrangements in light of the CMS schedule updates, but also pay careful attention to the published 2021 survey benchmarks that have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic and seek guidance from partners like ECG on the applicability of this data.
So thank you so much for your time, Aurora, for this incredibly informative discussion.
Thank you. It's been an interesting and exciting time in healthcare, and I really love being on this journey with my clients.
And we'll have to see how things pan out. I'd also like to thank ECG Management Consultants as well for sponsoring this episode. You can also tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.